10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Save big money on your summer project at Menards. Transform your garage with rock-solid floor coatings. Complete your project with a showroom-quality finish in 1 weekend. A one-car kit covers up to 250 square feet. Get everything you need to complete your project with rock-solid floor coatings. Our knowledgeable team is ready to help bring your dreams to life, 1 gallon at a time. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money. Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Modo Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Modo Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Modo Casino app today.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, the parents warned her that the lights might occasionally flicker while she was babysitting. What they didn't warn her about is the doll that would repeatedly show up on the staircase.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your Real Ghost Story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
And indeed it is. And yes, 855-853-4802 is our phone number to share your real ghost stories with us. It's Tony and Carol with you on today's edition of the program.
It's so weird.
Todd's internet has been struck down by
Beelzebub.
That explains it.
Oh, I didn't want him telling any ghost stories today, so me, little Satan, got into the fiber wiber and did a little wire, and poof, no more internet.
Good luck trying to work.
Yeah, you know, I like to wreak havoc in all places. So
you say that with a smile in your voice.
I do, but like, you know, I think I bring joy though too, because when the internet's down, people get some time off too. So I like to think of it as a good deed. You know,
actually, you did make a point.
Yeah,
because really, what can he do without the internet?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, just like good deeds of serial killers and things of that nature, you know.
No, it's serial killers aren't good, Satan.
Well, yeah, you got me there. It's not quite, you know, a fair comparison, but, you know, I like to make lemons out of lemonade down here in hell. It gets hot. Okay, you guys have a great day. Greetings from hell. Okay, it's hot in Hades, but not as hot as it is there. Okay, bye-bye.
So that's interesting that he would have brought up lemons, because yesterday I did an interview for the Grave Talks with Patty Negri,
mm-hmm.
and she is a psychic medium. She is a good witch, and she is on Ghost Adventures.
Okay.
Usually, like, couple episodes a season. She's not on every single episode, but a couple a season. So yesterday she wrote this book and she was telling me a spell that can kind of help you out, sort of get you out of a funk that had to do with lemons and like this little incantation that you say. And I'm like,
well, who doesn't know that? It's
right?
It's hoopity boopy,
like,
hocus pocus, alamagocus. And then you take
like
the hat
that.
Off the mannequin and you throw it into the air. And it's today's special. It's for
and
everyone.
And then you cut the lemon And I think there was some salt. And you put the lemon on a windowsill. But you say this little incantation that was kind of cute. And it kind of reminded me of like a Bewitched sort of thing. And then you put the lemon on the windowsill for like a week. And it's supposed to help you. And I'm like, it's worth a shot, right? I think I should get the book. Have some spells.
Well, I mean, it's psychology. When you have smells that are appealing, and citrus, actually, it's one that is appealing to the brain for the most part, and puts people in a happy mood. Whatever chemical reaction that is what it is.
That makes some sense.
I remember I had a teacher in elementary school that always cut an orange and put it up on the chalkboard every morning, and then the smell. It smelled like fresh oranges all day in the room, you know, at the cost of an orange. And it was, I remember that. It was like, oh, that's true. I mean, it is. I mean, so is it an incantation? Is there something woo-woo going on there? I don't know. But is there certainly properties of using that fresh fruit and what that then brings into the atmosphere, even though you're not consuming it. Yeah, without a doubt.
And I think that combined with intention.
Yes.
So my intention is to change my bad luck or whatever it was, because it might have been because it was like when I had my surgery and everything was going wrong.
Yeah.
It was like I had problems, my mom fell, my dog got attacked, it was all this stuff. And I think that was what that incantation was for. And I'm like, you know, that kind of makes some sense, because you say this thing and you mean it, and then you do this little ritual, kind of puts you in the zone.
Auto zone.
Not that one.
That's our little tie. Today is in the zone. Auto zone. You know. Then it just goes into, if you're in the need of brake pads, alignments, or kitty litter, we've got you covered. Auto zone. Get in the zone. I think we just continue the conversation like there's nothing going on.
I think anytime we say zone, we should do this. Okay, so next week when Todd is back, let's make sure we throw in zone every now and again. And then we'll do the auto zone. You could even produce a little something for it. So we act like nothing. Of course, that's what you do every time you say zone, auto zone.
The new sponsor.
And we told Todd that we were actually getting money from AutoZone. So you have to stop and say that anytime.
Anytime.
It's like, God.
From the Vicks Breaks and More studio.
But no, we're like, now it's AutoZone.
So, yeah.
We should come up with a story that has zone in it a bunch of times.
Every time it's get in the zone.
And then we're like, get in the zone.
We're required by law to do this. It's
we get 50 bucks every time we say AutoZone, Todd.
Yeah.
You better say it too. AutoZone.
Yeah. Every time you say it, you just like
cha-ching, cha-ching. Cha-ching. But we don't tell him. Or you send him an email this week and say, hey, we've got a new sponsor.
It would be funny if then it's, but I need you, Todd, to really make sure everybody follows this. So can you sit down with everybody and just really, you got to stress how important this is.
And if somebody says they're in the zone, stop. AutoZone.
Yeah. I'm going to need you to air check everyone. Listen to everything everyone is doing. Whole episodes. Just for the autos.
And if you need to transcribe them and search zone, do that, because you want to make sure this is happening.
And they want the episodes hand transcribed. They're sending notepads.
Oh my God. So get your favorite pens. You could even offer to buy him the pens.
Get in the zone. Auto zone.
Every time the word zone comes up.
Every time. Well, we got a good ghost story here for you. And then if you're watching us on YouTube, there's which we're there now. Just search Real Ghost Stories Online. And you can watch us do the show. We've been doing some odd commercials and songs and things. And it's been audio only. But now we've upgraded things a little bit. And now it's full-fledged productions, video so and audio, and it's not songs. It's we got some very interesting things coming up in the next handful of episodes that are going to tie in. And kind of amazed where the technology has taken us with some of this. So we will.
So they're not paid actors.
They're not human actors, actually.
That's what's crazy, because I only saw a snippet of these. Yep. And that is crazy.
Yeah.
Like, you can put something together like that.
Like, I mean, I've been able to build them myself for a while, but it takes a lot of time to do. And what I'm using here now, it does all of that part of the work for me. Yeah, anyway, we got some fun stuff coming up. So if you're not already joining us on YouTube, please do check us out, Real Ghost Stories Online. A majority of you are listening through the podcast platform, and that's how the show's really always been. But go check out YouTube. It's all video. We're on there, and there's going to be a lot of extras as well. So hope you can do that. 855-853-4802 is the phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want to share your real ghost story with us, we're going to start with this story. Do I have any? I need to get like some creepy music back going. It's been a long time since I've used creepy music on the show.
You don't need it very often.
The first time she babysat for the family, there was nothing about the house that gave her reason to remember it. She'd been watching children for several years, and this seemed like another ordinary evening.
Keep it up.
Anyway, the young couple had recently moved into an older home with their three children, all under the age of five, and they were grateful for a night out. Before leaving, they mentioned only one small quirk about the house. Every now and then, the lights would flicker because of an electrical problem they hadn't been able to track down. And it had never caused any real trouble, they explained, but they wanted to mention it in case it happened while they were gone. I'd be a little leery as a parent of like, oh, there's an active electric problem going on in my home. Let's go out for an evening on the town, shall we?
Oh, my God. So the theater I work at, same thing. Some weird flickering lights from time to time.
Yeah.
And it's in like a section of the entertainment district.
Yeah.
It was from the breaker, the box that controlled the whole building.
Oh, God, yeah.
Had caught on fire.
Yeah. That shit happens. Yeah. That's why it's like anytime that's going on, it's like.
But it's like, you know what? Just watch the kids. We need a night out. It'll flicker for a while, but that's okay.
When you run
outside, just get the kids taken out.
You put your hand on the wall and put the meat thermometer on it. It only tends to get up to about 375. You know, it's not quite going to start a fire yet. So, you know, even if the wall starts browning a little bit or you can cook a marshmallow, it's okay.
Just at 385, take the kids outside. But up until then, you're okay.
And I mean, unless there's flames coming out of the wall, don't call us. Okay? Okay. We'll be at Applebee's. Anyway, continuing on, and now that we've just criticized the parenting, the evening unfolded exactly as she expected. The children wanted to play until the last possible minute. Proudly showing her their favorite toys before dinner gave way to baths and bedtime stories. Like most young children, each found another reason to stay awake after being tucked in. But eventually the house grew quiet with the baby monitor beside her. She began doing what she always did before settling in for the rest of the evening, gathering the toys that had somehow spread into nearly every room of the first floor. Blocks went into one basket, stuffed animals into another, and the collection of dolls disappeared into a large toy chest beneath the staircase. Just as she finished, straightened up, the lights blinked. The interruption lasted only a second before everything returned to normal. Remembering what the parents had told her, she smiled to herself, walked into the kitchen for a glass of water, and thought nothing more about it. As she turned back towards the living room, however, something immediately caught her eye. Sitting halfway up the staircase was a baby doll she would have sworn she'd just put away. She walked over without giving it much thought. Children carried toys everywhere, and it would have been easy to overlook one while she was cleaning. The doll looked older than most of the others, dressed in a faded pink sleeper, the kind of worn plastic face that suggested it had belonged to someone long before the family's youngest children were old enough to play with it. The moment she picked it up, it let out a cheerful electronic giggle. The sound startled her at first, but she quickly realized she'd activated it simply by moving it. Laughing at first, she carried the doll back to the toy chest. This time, she tucked it beneath the pile of stuffed animals before closing the lid. Satisfied that she hadn't overlooked anything, she settled onto the couch, turned on the television, and had barely begun looking for something to watch when she heard the same electronic laugh drift down the hallway. She muted the television and listened. For several seconds, there was only silence, and she wondered if she'd imagined it. Then the laugh came again, just loud enough that she knew it wasn't coming from the television. Curious, more than concerned, she walked back to the toy chest and lifted the lid, expecting to find the doll had somehow shifted and activated itself beneath the pile of toys. Instead, it was gone. She searched through the chest twice, moving stuffed animals, blankets, toy trucks, and several other dolls from one side to the other before finally stepping back. It made no sense. She distinctly remembered placing it inside only minutes earlier. As she lowered the lid, her eyes drifted almost instinctively towards the staircase. The doll was sitting on the very same step where she'd found it before. She stood there for a moment, trying to convince herself there had to be a simple explanation. Perhaps she'd picked up a different doll the first time. The children owned enough toys that it wasn't impossible to confuse one with another, and it seemed far more likely that she'd made a mistake than anything else. Determined to prove exactly that, she picked up the doll once more. Rather than returning it to the toy chest, she carried it upstairs and quietly opened the oldest child's bedroom door. All three children were fast asleep. She placed the doll in a bookshelf across the room, well out of sight, gently closed the door behind her, and headed back downstairs. She just reached the bottom of the staircase when she heard a soft tap somewhere above her. It wasn't loud enough to sound like something had fallen, only a quick hollow noise that echoed through the otherwise silent house. She stopped and listened, expecting to hear one of the children stirring, but the baby monitor remained quiet. After a few moments, she dismissed it as another sound coming common to older homes and returned to the living room. Even so, she found it difficult to concentrate on the television. Every few minutes, her attention drifted back towards the staircase without really knowing why. She told herself she was being foolish, that she'd simply overlooked a doll and let her imagination fill in the blanks. By the time nearly 15 minutes had passed without another sound, she was beginning to believe exactly that. Then she walked into the kitchen to refill her glass. On the way back, she glanced towards the staircase one more time. The doll was sitting halfway down the steps again, exactly where she'd found it the first time. She climbed the stairs once again, this time paying closer attention to the bedrooms than she had before. Every child was exactly where she had left them. None had climbed out of bed, and none looked as though they had stirred since she tucked them in. She looked back towards the staircase where the doll had somehow returned and picked it up without quite knowing what else to do. Rather than carrying it back upstairs or returning to the toy chest, she brought it into the kitchen to set it on the counter. It wasn't a permanent solution, but at least she would know where it was. If it showed up somewhere else again, she wouldn't be able to convince herself she'd simply forgotten where she left it. The rest of the evening passed quietly. She checked on the children one more time. One more time. Okay. Watched a little television and found herself glancing towards the kitchen every so often. The doll never moved in or never moved again. By the time headlights swept across the front windows, she'd almost talked herself into believing that the long evening with three young children had simply left her distracted. The parents arrived home a few minutes later, thanking her for watching the children while asking the usual questions about bedtime. She assured them everything had gone well and was gathering her purse when the mother walked into the kitchen. She stopped when she noticed the doll sitting on the counter, then looked back towards the babysitter with a tired smile. "I see you meant the doll." The babysitter couldn't help but laugh, relieved that someone finally seemed to understand what she was talking about. She explained that she'd found the doll sitting on the staircase more than once during the evening and finally left it on the counter because she couldn't understand how it kept ending up back in the same step. The mother glanced towards her husband before explaining that the doll had become their middle child's favorite toy shortly after they moved into the house. They had talked about getting rid of it once or twice, but they couldn't bring themselves to take away a toy he loved so much. Besides, she admitted, they weren't convinced it would make any difference. More than once, they had both watched the doll disappear into the toy chest during cleanup, only to find it sitting halfway up the staircase later that day. At first, they blamed the children, but eventually it happened after bedtime, when everyone was asleep, or after the family had been away from the house for hours. Neither of them claimed to know what was happening anymore. They had simply stopped trying to explain it. The conversation stayed with the babysitter long after she drove home that night. She replayed the evening in her mind more than once, searching for something she'd overlooked. The more she thought about it, the more determined she became to prove there had to have been some sort of ordinary explanation. So when the family called a few weeks later asking if she could babysit again, she accepted. The second evening was completely uneventful. The children played, bedtime came and went without any surprises, and she left that night feeling a little embarrassed that she'd allowed one strange experience to affect her so deeply. She babysat for the family several more times over the next few months, and each visit seemed to confirm that first night had simply been an odd coincidence. Then, late one evening, while she was putting toys away after the children had gone to bed, she happened to glance towards the staircase. The doll was there again. It was sitting on the very same step facing the living room, exactly as she remembered. There had been no laughter this time and no sound to draw her attention. She simply looked up and found it waiting, where it shouldn't have been. Without saying a word, she carried it to the kitchen and placed it on the counter. When the parents came home later that evening, the mother noticed it immediately. She didn't seem surprised. She simply smiled, gave a small shake of her head, and carried the doll back towards the toy chest beneath the stairs before thanking the babysitter for staying late. Driving home that night, the babysitter realized she had made a quiet decision. The family had been kind, the children were wonderful, and she'd happily recommend them to anyone looking for a babysitting job. She just wasn't going back. She'd often wondered what caused that old doll to keep returning to the staircase, and after all these years, she still doesn't have an answer. She only knows she saw it happen twice with her own eyes, and that was enough to convince her there are some things that simply refuse to make sense. There you go.
She's going to send other babysitters into that. Like,
why not?
They got this kind of weird doll, but it might happen, it might not happen. Don't worry about it. It's kind of like the parents and their bait and switch.
There
might be some electrical issues, but we're not going to tell you about the haunted doll that we happen to have.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that that's something you probably should know about, but then at the same time, as the parents, number one, you're never going to find a babysitter if you're like, we have a haunted doll. Won't hurt you. Nobody's going to babysit for you. And then people are going to think you're crazy. Like, you don't have a haunted doll.
Or you'll just get the witchy ones, the ones that want to be witches and stuff. And they'll be like, oh, this is great. I can babysit and practice my craft at the same time.
This is awesome.
What can possibly go wrong? You know?
Would you like me to take that haunted doll off your hands?
I remember like... I never had a babysitter that was like doing a Ouija board with us, but I had like ones that would certainly like push the bounds of like what was safe to be doing, you know, around. I had one where we would, I remember telling my mom this and she's like, you were doing what? She never babysat again. We would take, it was fall, there was tons of leaves, and then she'd have us run into the road and put piles of leaves in there. So when a car drove by, the leaves would go. Now, our road really wasn't that busy, and you could see pretty well both ways if there's a car coming. Really, you could. But I wouldn't be like, it's not a road you go play in either. It wasn't like a cul-de-sac or something where it's not really well trafficked and kids play in the road. No, this is a roadway, like a fairly well-traveled roadway.
And this would take a lot of trips, because in order to have enough leaves out there that it would have the effect you want.
Yeah.
The kids are going to have to go back and forth. So she's got you running out into the street for the cheap thrill of watching some leaves fly up in the air.
That is correct. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
This is, yeah. It was fun. It was a fun night with the babysitter doing that. Yeah. So anyway, the story here, you know, the doll, there's a doll that might be coming to the market soon. It's one that helps children behave. It's one that many families and parents love, probably just as much as those parents did. Let's take a look at this lovely new doll, a supporter of the program here today.
Tired of your children? Really tired? We heard you.
Every parent knows the feeling, the noise, the chaos, the unrelenting demands of a child who refuses to simply be quiet.
Introducing Misbehave, the world's first Ambien Babes automated childcare solution with behavioral enforcement capabilities.
Proprietary obedience field technology works in minutes.
How has Misbehave changed your life?
My children have never been more cooperative or stiller.
Misbehave Corp is not responsible for behavioral compliance exceeding 72 hours, persistent eye contact from the unit during off hours, minor spiritual transference, unexplained warmth from the port.
Finally, an evening to yourself. You deserve this.
Misbehave is yours for just 4 easy payments of $74.99. But wait, order in the next 15 minutes and we include absolutely free the Soul Storage Vessel, a handcrafted ceramic urn.
For safekeeping.
Call now. Lines are open.
Oh my God, if you aren't watching this on YouTube, you have to watch that on YouTube. Because, like, the disclaimer, that was pretty funny. There was, like, page after page after page in the background.
Yeah, yeah. So there you go.
And it comes with a soul storage vessel if you order now.
Who doesn't need a soul storage vessel?
Especially if you got Misbehave.
Yeah, I mean, I think that that'd be a lovely thing to give as a gift, maybe to a coworker, you know, or mate, you know, just like, you know, like the lovely gifts can be. And sometimes you get urns for pets that aren't dead yet, you know, things like that. Heartfelt gifts, heartfelt gifts that people give, you know, like giving your coworker an urn for a pet that's not dead.
And didn't die for like 3 more years.
How
that really did happen to me, if nobody remembers that episode. But she was like, came in my office and shut the door. And she's like, I have something to give you. And I'm like, oh, okay. And she kind of gets down on one knee, which is weird. And she's like, I got this for you. And I'm like, an urn for my dog that's not dead?
You never know.
And it was at least 3 years before the dog died, and she got me an urn. Yeah, inappropriate. But Misbehave would be a much better gift, because it, what did the mom say? The kids become more stiller.
More stiller.
God, that was funny.
Yeah, more stiller. So there you go. That's Misbehave. If you have a ghost story you'd like to share with us, 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories
online. We'd love for you to do just that. It's going to wrap up today's episode of the program. And if you want to access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, all that stuff, commercial free, check us out on Patreon. Get all the same stuff there with no ads, or on Apple Podcasts, our premium channel there. So do check it out. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.